Ever wonder how manufacturers pump out millions of the exact same parts, each with unbelievable precision?
Yeah.
Today,
it's really something.
We're taking a deep dive into something that plays a huge EE role in that nitriding treatment for molds.
It's pretty amazing.
It's like giving those molds a secret weapon.
Right?
To stand up to the demands of mass production.
Yeah, you're right on. It's a total game changer in so many industries.
Oh, yeah.
Automotive.
Wow.
Medical devices. We're talking about molds that shake everything.
I see.
From engine blocks to tiny parts in your smartphone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So whether you're getting ready for a big meeting about manufacturing or you're just curious and want to know how things work, this deep dive is for you.
That's right.
We'll unpack how nitriding works.
Oh, okay.
Across a range of mold types.
Sounds good.
Die casting.
Yeah.
Injection molding.
Yeah.
Cold heading and extrusion.
Okay.
And even powder metallurgy.
Each of those processes has its own unique challenges. And it's amazing how nitriding gives us solutions.
Yeah.
Often boosting mold life.
Really?
By 50% or more.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, before we get to all the details, let's break down how nitriding actually works.
Okay, so picture this.
Got it.
You have these steel molds,
uh-huh,
the unsung heroes of mass production.
Right.
Nitriding takes these molds and infuses them with nitrogen in a chamber with really high temperatures.
Wow.
This creates a compound layer.
I see.
On the surface of the mold.
Okay.
Harder than the steel itself.
So it's not just coating the mold, you're changing the steel itself.
Exactly.
Wow.
This nitride layer is super tough.
Okay.
And it can handle temperatures over 1,000 degrees C.
Wow.
Think about die casting molten aluminum alloys.
Yeah.
That's when that heat resistance is so important.
It's not just heat, though, right?
Right.
These molds are under constant pressure and wear.
Yeah.
As they make part after part.
Absolutely. Nitriding really increases the hardness and wear resistance.
Okay.
Letting the mold stand up to all that force.
So it's making them much stronger.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's use the example of a die casting mold for engine blocks.
Right.
Before nitriding, that mold might need to be replaced every few weeks.
Oh, why not?
Because of wear and tear.
I can only imagine how much that costs.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And the downtime.
It's significant.
Yeah.
But with nitriding, you can extend that mold life to months or even years.
That's incredible.
It's a huge benefit for efficiency and cost.
Okay, so we've got this super tough nitride layer.
Yeah.
Making the mold last much longer.
Right.
But what about the quality of the parts?
Oh, that's a great point.
How does nitriding play into that?
Well, think about the designs on a smartphone case or the smooth finish on a car's dashboard.
Uh-huh.
As molds wear down, they lose those fine details.
Oh, I see.
And you start to see imperfections in the finished product.
So it's not just about making them last longer.
It's not just about that now.
It's about making sure each part meets the standard.
Exactly.
Wow.
Nitriding keeps the surface in good condition for longer.
Uh-huh.
And that ensures we get good quality parts.
Every time.
Every time. Right. Cycle after cycle.
Wow.
You get smoother finishes, more accurate dimensions, and fewer defects.
So it's like a triple win.
You could say that.
All right. So nitriding is like a superpower for molds.
Yeah.
Making them tougher, longer lasting, and more precise.
That's a good summary.
Now let's look at how this works with different types of molds.
Okay.
Starting with die casting.
Die casting is all about shaping molten metals.
Right.
And we already talked about the crazy temperatures, but there's more to it.
Uh-huh.
Nitriding isn't just about heat resistance. It also makes things corrosion resistant.
I see.
And that's really important for zinc alloy molds.
Why zinc alloys?
Well, zinc alloys, they tend to rust and corrode more than other metals. So nitriding adds a layer of protection, which helps those molds last even longer.
So for anyone using zinc die casting, nitriding is a must.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And we're not just talking about engine blocks here.
Nope. We're not.
What else?
Think about all those metal parts in everyday things.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Door handles.
Okay.
Gears.
Uh-huh.
Even some cookware.
Really?
It's all over the place.
Wow.
Nitriding is quietly making sure all those things are high quality.
That's incredible.
And that production is efficient.
It's amazing to think how this one treatment impacts so many things that we use every day.
It really is.
But let's switch gears for a second.
Okay.
And talk about injection molding.
All right.
This is where we go from metal to plastic.
Sounds good.
What are some of the challenges that nitriding helps with here?
With injection molding,
yeah.
You inject molten plastic into a mold under high pressure.
Okay.
And there are tons of different plastics.
I bet.
From stiff materials to ones with glass fibers for strength.
Speaking of glass fibers,
yeah.
I've always wondered how those get into the plastic.
It's a really cool process.
Yeah.
Imagine tiny glass fibers.
Okay.
Almost like microscopic needles.
Right.
Mixed into the plastic resin.
Okay.
These fibers make the final product super strong and durable.
I can see how those tiny needles could be rough on the molds.
Yeah. They definitely cause wear and tear.
Yeah.
But nitriding makes the surface harder.
Right.
Giving the mold what it needs to resist that.
It's like giving it armor to protect it from those tiny fibers.
Exactly.
So the molds stay precise.
Right.
And you get good quality plastic parts every time.
Exactly. Whether it's a tough appliance casing.
Okay.
Or a complex part for a medical device.
So nitriding really works well in applications where you need precision and durability.
That's where it shines, yeah.
But let's not forget about cold heading and extrusion.
Right.
Which use a lot of force to shape metal.
You're right.
Think about forging a bolt or squeezing out a long metal beam.
Right.
These processes need a ton of pressure.
They do.
To get the metal into the right shape.
It's amazing how it works.
And those molds must be taking a beating.
They're under a lot of stress, for sure.
Yeah.
Cold heading and extrusion molds.
Uh-huh.
They're under so much pressure.
Wow.
But nitriding helps.
How?
It increases the compressive strength of the molds.
Okay.
Meaning they can handle the pressure.
Without breaking.
Exactly.
So it's like giving them extra muscle.
Yeah, you could say that.
To work under pressure.
It means you get parts that are really accurate.
Wow.
Which is crucial for things like aerospace and automotive.
Yeah, where everything needs to fit perfectly.
Absolutely.
This has been fascinating so far.
It has.
And we've only just started to talk about nitriding.
We've only scratched the surface.
But before we get to powder metallurgy molds.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break.
Sounds good to me.
Welcome back to our deep dive into nitriding.
It's great to be back.
Before the break, we were talking about how this treatment makes mold super strong.
Uh-huh.
But what about all those other surface treatments?
Yeah.
How does nitriding stack up against the competition?
That's a good question. There are other options out there.
Like what?
Like carburizing.
Okay.
And hard chrome plating.
Uh-huh.
But nitriding is often the best choice.
Oh, yeah. Why is that?
For a couple of key reasons.
I'm all yours.
Okay, so first think about the heat involved.
Okay.
Some treatments like carburizing,
yeah.
They need really high temperatures.
Oh.
And that can actually weaken the mold.
Oh, I see. So it makes it brittle?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
It can compromise the core toughness.
So it's not as strong overall?
Right.
Even though the surface is harder?
Exactly.
Like,
but nitriding?
Yeah.
It's a lower temperature process.
So it's gentler on the mold.
Exactly. You get the benefits without sacrificing the strength.
That makes sense.
What's the second reason?
The second reason is rust.
Ah.
Nitriding is great at resisting corrosion.
Which is really important in some environments.
Yeah, like where there's moisture.
Exactly.
Or maybe some kind of chemicals.
Yeah, anything corrosive.
Okay.
This is especially helpful for those zinc alloy molds we talked about.
Right, because zinc is prone to rust.
Exactly.
So it's not just about toughness. It's about making sure the mold can handle the environment.
Absolutely. It needs to be able to survive in the real world.
Speaking of real world applications,
yeah.
I'm curious about some examples.
Okay, sure.
How is nitriding making a difference in the products we use?
Well, we talked about engine blocks.
Right.
But it goes way beyond that.
Like what?
Think about other car parts, transmission housings,
mm-hmm.
gears,
yeah.
all sorts of little components under the hood.
Wow.
Lots of those are made with die casting.
Using nitrided molds.
Exactly.
So nitriding is making our cars more reliable.
It is, yeah. And it's not just cars.
What else?
Think about all the plastic stuff we use every day.
Oh, yeah.
Electronics.
Uh-huh.
Appliances. Uh-huh. Toys.
Wow.
Packaging.
So many things.
Nitriding helps those injection molds last longer.
So we get more consistent quality.
Exactly.
It's mind-boggling how many things around us probably use nitrided mold.
It really is. And yeah. It's not just about the objects themselves.
What else is it about?
It's about the manufacturing process, too.
Oh, right.
Less downtime for repairs
yeah.
means more efficient production.
And less waste.
Exactly.
It's like a ripple effect.
Yeah, nitriding has benefits that go beyond just the mold.
It impacts the whole manufacturing system.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
And this ties into a bigger trend.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
sustainability.
Okay.
Companies want to be more environmentally friendly.
Right.
And nitriding can help them do that.
So it's a win for the environment too.
Definitely.
Okay, we've covered a lot about nitriding.
Yeah, we have.
From the science to the real world impact. But before we move on to the last part of our deep dive,
okay,
I'd like to hear your overall take on why nitriding is such a game changer.
Sure, I think it comes down to this.
Yeah.
Nitriding takes a pretty simple idea.
What's that?
Infusing a mold with nitrogen.
Fun.
And it turns that into a powerful tool.
Okay.
That improves manufacturing in a bunch of ways.
It's like a small change with huge consequences.
Exactly. We're talking about better mold performance.
Okay.
Higher efficiency,
uh-huh.
A better final product.
Right.
And even making the whole process more sustainable.
It's a win-win all around.
It really is.
Well said.
Right.
Now let's turn our attention to that last area we've been talking about.
Okay.
Powder metallurgy molds.
This is a cool one.
I have to admit, this is the one I know the least about.
It's a fascinating process.
Okay.
And just like with the other molds we've talked about, nitriding plays a really important role.
I'm interested to hear more.
So instead of molten metal or liquid plastic,
right.
We're using finely powdered metal.
Metal powder? That sounds messy.
It can be. Yeah. But it's also really versatile.
Yep.
Think of it like special sand. But made of metal.
Interesting.
This powder gets pressed into a mold.
Under high pressure.
Extremely high pressure.
Wow.
And that creates a solid part.
Okay.
Called a green compact.
Green compact. Is that because it's environmentally friendly?
Not exactly. Okay. Green just means it's not finished yet.
Oh, I see.
It's still kind of fragile.
Okay.
To make it strong, it needs to go through another process.
What's that?
It's called sintering.
And sintering. Okay.
It's kind of like baking the metal.
To make it solid.
Exactly.
And that's where the powder metallurgy molds come in.
Right. They give the initial shape.
Okay.
And they handle that crazy pressure.
I bet that puts a lot of stress on the mold.
It does.
Wow.
What are some of the challenges you think they face?
I bet that puts a lot of stress on the mold.
It does.
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges you think they face?
Well, we were talking about how those metal particles are abrasive.
Right.
So I imagine there's a lot of wear and tear.
You're absolutely right. Those tiny metal particles rubbing against the mold.
Yeah.
It definitely causes wear over time.
And that probably leads to problems with the parts.
It does. Yeah. You start to see imperfections.
I see.
And the mold doesn't last as long.
So how does nitriding help in this case?
Well, just like with the other molds we've talked about, nitriding creates that hardened layer on the surface, making it much more resistant to abrasion.
So it can handle those metal particles.
Exactly. It can take the abuse.
So even though we're not dealing with molten metal,
right.
The basic idea is the same.
It is.
Nitriding makes the mold tougher.
Yeah.
So it can handle the process.
Exactly. It ensures the mold keeps its shape.
And its precision.
Right.
So you get good quality parts.
Consistently. Even with the demands of powder metallurgy.
It's not just about wear resistance, though, is it?
You're right. It's not. There's another benefit.
Oh, what's that?
Nitriding also improves the release properties of the mold.
Release properties. What does that mean?
Think about it like this. When you bake a cake, you grease the pan so the cake doesn't stick.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of similar with powder metallurgy.
Oh.
You want the part to come out of the mold easily.
So it doesn't get damaged.
Exactly.
So nitriding is like greasing the pan for powder metallurgy.
You could say that the nitride layer makes the surface smoother.
Less friction.
Exactly.
So the part just slides out.
Without sticking or getting damaged.
That makes a big difference for efficiency.
It does.
And quality control.
Absolutely.
So what kinds of products are made using this process?
Well, think about things that need to be really strong,
okay.
And wear resistant,
uh-huh.
And have very precise dimensions.
Like what?
Gears, okay. Bearings, okay. Bushings.
Those are all pretty specialized parts.
They are, but they're used in all sorts of things.
So nitriding is helping to make powder metallurgy even more useful.
It is. It allows manufacturers to create really complex parts.
With those intricate designs.
Exactly.
It's amazing to see how this one treatment has become so essential.
Yeah, it really is. It's a versatile solution.
Across so many different manufacturing processes.
It's everywhere.
But before we wrap things up.
Okay.
I have one last thought for our listeners to think about.
I'm all ears.
We've been talking about how nitriding makes molds work better.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the objects themselves?
Oh, that's interesting.
Could we use nitriding directly on finished products?
You mean instead of just the molds?
Yeah, to make the products themselves more durable.
That's a great question.
Could we have nitrided car engines.
It's possible.
Nitrided gears. Nitrided medical implants.
Yeah, potentially. It's something that researchers are looking into.
So we could take the benefits of nitriding.
Right.
And apply them directly to the things we use.
It's an exciting possibility. Imagine a world where everyday objects are just naturally more resistant to wear and tear.
And corrosion.
Right. It could change everything from airplanes to smartphones.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It seems like we've only just begun to explore the potential of nitriding.
I agree. There's so much more to discover.
Well, on that note of excitement and possibility, we'll bring this deep dive to a close.
It's been a great conversation.
Thanks for joining us as we explore the fascinating world of nitriding.
Thanks for having me.
Till next time, keep those minds curious and those gears turning.